Well, Switzerland is known for its neutrality, right? But I believe something that they have said may put Hillary at war with them. The Swiss government has said coffee is not essential for life.
For whose life? My life or your life?
Or everyone around you,
because,
if you don't get it.
I mean, I'll be fine without coffee. It's the people around me who will suffer.
The Swiss government says they want to put an end to their, quote, emergency stockpile of coffee after declaring that it is not essential for human survival. Switzerland began storing emergency reserves of coffee between World War I and World War II in preparation for potential worldwide shortages.
Oh.
It continued to stockpile coffee each year to combat shortages sparked by war, natural disasters, epidemics. It sort of feels like grandparents sometimes will, for instance, get a pound of butter or a thing of sugar every time they go to the grocery store.
Or
it's just what you do, right?
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Swiss government apparently had just been like, oh, better get some more coffee.
We need more coffee.
They have 15,300 tons of coffee saved up.
What do they put it in warehouses like we do road salt?
I know you, my
what
friend, are
world?
Always prepared for a zombie apocalypse. I'm thinking Switzerland is where you go.
It's where I need
to be. Said zombie apocalypse go, and you need to wake up in the morning so you can be alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic to battle said zombies.
You are correct. How many tons?
15,300 tons. Where do they keep this?
I just want to go roll around in it.
A giant Folgers canister?
I know. Do you know how stale it would be? How bitter and, oh my.
Since World War I.
Wow. I don't know, man.
You know.
Oh my.
There's not much left to be said.
Wow. 15,000 tons. Okay, that's a lot of coffee.
But
that's
still, I mean, saying it's not essential for life is kind of fighting words.
Incorrect. So. I disagree.
So you might have missed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say. Jinx, buy me a Coke, Alvo.
You might have missed the sold-out premiere last night, but don't miss the movie. It starts Wednesday night, and I tell you what, it's better than I even thought, so it was really good.
It was good.
Yeah, so again, that was our first headline. It's a little Friday tradition here where we get you caught up because we know you're busy, and honestly, there was a lot going on this week. You can't always stay on top of all the different news in the region, the country, and the world, so we're getting you caught up on your headlines right here, right now on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We are, and here we go. A father rushing to a hospital in Illinois this week because his little daughter was choking on a penny, and the man was arrested for speeding and driving without a license. Come on. The nurses at the hospital pooled their money and posted his bail, and of course, his daughter chipped in a penny.
The man who created Paint by Numbers has passed away. Sad. He did leave behind an easy-to-follow will and testament that's fun for the entire family.
Animal rescuers in Wales found a tortoise that had been lost for 4 days in the wilderness.
Aww.
The tortoise had spent the 4 days writing the word help in the dirt, but was only halfway through the H.
They write slow.
They do.
A man who just purchased a private island in the Florida Keys for $8 million was arrested for allegedly trying to scam a local Kmart out of $300 of merchandise. Now, anyone who's ever purchased real estate knows that it's one thing to be able to buy a private island, but it's a completely different thing to be able to furnish it.
Truth. Did you see that picture that astronomers released of a black hole? We told you about this yesterday. Black holes just absolutely fascinating. But tragically, every year there's a tourist who gets too close to the edge trying to take a selfie.
Can't do it.
Sad.
Be safe, people. Utility poles suddenly fell on a street in Seattle. Police are looking for members of a tough little street gang there. That's really an issue. They're called the Beavers.
Right up there with the Crips and the Bloods, man.
Heads turned on the sidewalks of Paris when someone drove down the street in a vehicle made to look like a giant sneaker.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the laces came loose and tied up traffic for hours.
It seems that after those ranchers, maybe you saw this going around on Facebook, after those ranchers brought a live steer into a Petco the other month, now everyone else has been trying a similar stunt. For example, in Michigan, someone just brought in a camel to a Petco. Now, these incidents are great free publicity for Petco, but it's just a ton of extra work for the guy who mops the floors.
But I want to pet a camel.
Just go to Petco.
You don't want to follow the horse in the parade.
That's true. Switzerland announced that it will no longer maintain a national stockpile of emergency coffee for times of disaster. Let me tell you, the only thing worse than waking up to the end of the world is waking up to the end of the world surrounded by really grumpy people.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
Hey, an American Airlines flight leaving JFK was forced to turn back after it clipped a runway sign on takeoff. Hate to think what that's going to do to that guy's insurance premium.
And finally, national elections are underway in India. It takes a long, long time to complete because the country has some 900 million eligible voters. The election is so big, in fact, that Russia's had to hire extra hackers. Those are your headlines.
Your headlines.
Now you're all caught up. We welcome in here on the WIB Wake Up Show, Brenda Barnhart, Executive Director of the Realtors Association of Northwest Wisconsin. Brenda, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, we want to talk about something that's coming up here as far as a deadline in April. But first, can you explain a little bit about RANWW and what you all do and the foundation that's involved?
Like you said, I'm the executive director of the Realtors Association of Northwestern Wisconsin, and I manage their professional trade association for all realtors that belong within our association jurisdiction. We have close to 955 members currently, and we cover over 14 counties. The Realtors themselves, Realtors Association, founded a foundation back in 2004 with the idea that we don't want to just sell homes to our communities and our families. We want to make sure that they maintain them and keep them in good shape and help them out if need be. So we created this foundation, which is the RANWW Foundation. It is 100% funded by all realtor donations and funds. We do very little outside fundraising at this point. We don't have to. Our members support it wholly, which is wonderful. It's amazing to me. And it is strictly for homeowners that are in need that might have a financial issue going on in their lives, and they have some sort of home, big major home repair that needs to be done, and they can't afford it at that time.
And go ahead,
Mark.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we were talking a little bit off the air, and in looking through, I have a flyer in front of me. So we're talking about larger potential repairs, bathroom repairs, roof repairs, garage door installations, any kind of big home project.
Correct. I mean, we run a gamut of issues. We might be something a couple years ago, we just did some fixing of uncoated light electrical issues for a member. So it was just a couple $100. But we've also worked with different applicants to do big projects such as bathroom remodels and things like that. The grant is $1,000. It says up to $1,000, but depending on the situation and depending on if there's other partner programs going on, like volunteer programs that might be working with the homeowner, we look at that, and then we also possibly fund more, or if the homeowner has some of their own funds to put into it, we look for those partnerships to see if we can make our money go further, their money go further. We have we work with Habitat for Humanity. We've worked with up in Barron County, there's a volunteer program up there that we work with. So we do try to partner with other, either nonprofits or other volunteer groups or churches and things like that in order to make our money go further and their money go further and their labor go further.
Brenda Barnhart from the Realtors Association of Northwest Wisconsin with us on the WIB Wake Up Show. So as I understand it, coming into this interview, that you're on with us, and especially want to get our WIB listeners' attention here, because you've got some funds, you've got some resources available, but you kind of have a lack of awareness of people who can utilize that.
I don't want to say a lack of awareness. It just, at different times, especially the last few years, and I don't know if it's because of the economy or what's been happening, our applications are lower than what they typically are. Typically in the spring, we have a lot more applications, and we do currently have some. Our next funding cycle is at the end of April, April 31st, and then we will fund right away in May. And we have a couple applications, but not a ton. So what we're trying to do is reach out to the community and let people know that this program is here. We do look at a financial issue, but we don't screen your income. We look to the person that's supplying the grant applicant to us to let us know what that financial issue is. And it could be maybe you just lost your job. Maybe you've had some medical issues in the family. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that you qualify at a certain income. It could be a financial need just at this moment in time.
So how does somebody apply?
You can go right to our website, www.ranww.org, and click on the RANWW Foundation page, and the application is right there. Simple two-page application. We don't require a lot. The one caveat that you do have to have is someone has to apply on your behalf. We do not work directly with the grant applicants. We work with a third-party submitter. What that could be is someone from the county, a county program. It could be a church pastor. It could actually be one of our realtor members. So if you're not sure if you would have someone that could apply on your behalf, give us a call at the association office at 715-835-0923, and we can help walk you through that. If there's a way, we will find it.
Wonderful. Brenda Barnhart, Executive Director of the Realtors Association of Northwest Wisconsin. Again, RANWWwheretheygo.org is where they can go to find out more information. And again, we want to urge folks, if they know of someone who might be in a financial situation, again, even just at this point in time, these funds very well could be utilized for someone that they know. And so we want to be good Samaritans, do unto others as well, too, the kind of that golden rule concept. So I appreciate your time so much today, Brenda.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ain't easy.
Lord, we praise you in this place. We give thanks. Lord, we honor you through our worship.
The Collective Choir, and you can catch them live this Sunday night, 7 to 9 at the Metro, 201 East Lake Street in Eau Claire. Their founder and director, Mike Rambo, joins us in studio right now. I got to just say, Mike is an incredibly talented guy across so many realms as a musician, a singer in different capacities. And when it comes to white guys dancing, when people want to say they can't, I put Mike Rambo out there because he can't. So good to have you here.
Well, thank you, Mark, the wedding dancer revealed here.
Yes, so. Yes, terrific. But Collective Choir, give us kind of a background on who they are and what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, well, the Collective Choir was birthed during my time at Peace Church, and it was birthed out of a desire to see multiple churches come together to display God's oneness in diversity. And together we collectively proclaim Jesus through exuberant praise. That's our singular mission. And that's the one thing we can do together as a body across sometimes the doctrines and the things that trip us up. But when we lift Jesus up, that's the important matter. As we are getting ready for this concert, we're going to be doing just that. We have guests, True Serva from the Cities, and another singer-songwriter, Cara Rignati. And so really excited to collaborate again and have it kind of a street-level event that is accessible to people and still disarming to maybe people that are unchurched as well. And we're very adamant about inviting all in the community. We're right around the corner from the Sojourner House there. So we'll be handing out. So there'll be all sorts of folks there, and it'll be really great. So.
And again, it's at the Metro 201 East Lake Street in Eau Claire. So it's coming up on Sunday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. And you mentioned the Collective Choir and Cara and True Servant. I believe True Servant and Cara have collaborated on tracks before, too. So, and we know True, or I guess we know him as Marcus, too. But
yeah,
just some great music, too. I mean, and We don't have a lot of hip hop concerts, it seems like, around
sure.
here in the Eau Claire area. So this is fantastic, gospel and hip hop, and again, all to the praise of the Savior.
Yeah, we love exuberance. God is great; He's greatly to be praised, and we love this style of music because it does engage the heart and the body. you start to move and groove and the mind as well, and our strength. So it's just a wonderful background. Yeah.
And now this event is coming up. You said the Collective Choir goes year-round,
yep.
But for people like me, I mean, I heard about it and I heard year-round. I thought, oh, that's like too much of a commitment.
Right.
So talk to me about yeah. that because you soothed the feathers.
Yeah, you know, this is a growing missional music community in the downtown. It's a nonprofit because we're here for the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But we create on-ramps throughout the year. So it's
okay.
not necessarily year-round commitment. So this concert is actually at the tail end. This is the culmination of a six-week run. Oh, well, 7 week, but then mm-hmm. we got snowed out.
Right, yeah.
So we create about three or four on-ramps a year for people who are like, hey, I just want to try it out.
Yeah.
But it's funny is the retention rate from just tried it out is like, oh, I think I just want to do this.
Right, right.
So people stick
very
around
cool.
for a while afterwards too. But it's very accessible to people who have limited capacity.
Okay, so yeah. when you say you have those on-ramps for people to join in, how do you find out about those?
Well, the on-ramps, if you want to be a part of the know, we have an online, like a email that mm-hmm. we send out to Perfect. Members that are like, hey, so email me, mike@collectivechoir.org, and just tell me you want to be on the internal list. And it's really just for people who want to sing. We have other lists for people who want to just
sure.
come.
So, right, yeah, right. But, Very cool. Very cool.
Just to underscore this, because you talk about quality music like this, and we'll bring it up at the end, I think, when we're wrapping up, but it's the Collective Choir Presents He Reigns. What better way to lead into Holy Week with this terrific gathering? You've got folks from all sorts of churches.
Yeah.
Big-time non-denominational heart. And and there's it's free entry. Free entry.
Free.
Sunday night at 7 at the Metro, 201 East Lake Street in Eau Claire.
That's right. That's right. We want it to be accessible. We do take donations at the door. Obviously, these things have cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those saints that want to, hey, I want to sow into this, we absolutely receive that. But
yes.
Don't let any of that hinder you or any friends that you might want to invite that you know of that would be blessed by this. So
plan for this for Sunday night.
All right. And this is just great. I have this playing underneath, but I'm just like having a hard time because I just want to listen to this. It's awesome.
And again, too, I think there could be, when we mentioned that there's not a ton of hip-hop concerts and stuff in the area, don't let that distract you from
That's
a
right.
praise and worship experience, too. So come on out and maybe get out of your comfort zone a little bit, too.
That's right.
It's good to be beyond that in the praise and worship of our Creator.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.